This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Ski areas could have to overhaul how they handle accidents on their slopes under a new bill moving through the state legislature. CPR's Megan Verley reports.
Under an updated Ski Safety Act, operators would have to develop and distribute detailed safety plans. They would also need to record specific information about how every accident happened and was handled. Democratic Senator Tammy Story is the bill's sponsor. She hopes resorts embrace the idea as a positive safety development.
They do a lot of things already that the public is unaware of, things that just happen behind the scenes. And then there are plenty of things that all of us see. There's barricades and fencing and things to keep people in bounds. And all of that has evolved over time. So this is just the next step.
The Senate Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee is scheduled to debate the bill on Thursday. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Soldiers from Fort Carson will help with COVID-19 vaccination efforts at the Colorado State Fairgrounds in Pueblo. The deployment starts Monday and comes as FEMA takes over management of the site. That's opened up thousands of new vaccination appointments. The fairgrounds will also expand to nearly a dozen drive-through lanes. Appointments are available at centura.org/vaccine. The rapid development of the COVID-19 vaccine means hundreds of millions of people will soon be vaccinated in the U.S., but those vaccines only protect against one coronavirus, yet there are many more strains that could cause epidemics in the future. Scientists like Greg Dean from Colorado State University are working on a universal coronavirus vaccine made from probiotics found in yogurt.
We know probiotics are very safe, and we would deliver this orally, so there's no needles involved. It could be stored at room temperature, which is a huge advantage.
Dean says those factors combined means the vaccine could be given rapidly and inexpensively to people in low and middle income countries. A minor earthquake hit Pitkin County over the weekend. The 2.8 magnitude earthquake struck about 10 miles north of Aspen on Saturday night. Dozens of people have reported feeling the impact to the U.S. Geological Survey. Montrose is at 39 degrees, clear and sunny today with a high of 66. Stay tuned. This is CPR News.